Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to see if Guru tries to put on a little show. Try to get a little fancy today. Maybe try to do a reverse dunk or on that behind the back, through the legs, dribble down the lane. Because Mississippi in town.
Oh, my boy, King Norman, never that style. You know I'm consistent. I didn't get along with guys and gals that changed around other people.
You say they were famous. React to new information.
No, that was my mechanism to know. Let me see if Stoney changes up or in front of Mario Ellie or Eddie House. And if you did, then I knew you'd kind of be fake. So I stayed true blue. And that's how you know Kane, June, Mello, Reg, Ron T, all my homies.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Let me read it to you. We almost got in a fight early, but we were fighting at the wrong thing. San Francisco International Airport has issued a temporary ground stop on arriving flights due to a staffing shortage.
Are you serious?
I hope Baby Milan makes it, man. I know it's
Susan's
a couple.
Susan's supposed to come. Was just going to the airport in Boston. I swear to God. Hey.
And how are you going to tell somebody to show up to work and not pay them?
First.
Yeah. Stoney, how are you going to tell somebody to show up to work and not pay them?
Well, this is interesting because she's to New York next week.
You boy may have a free weekend. Lucas was MVP last night. Dude, he got me some of the best wings.
You know who's always.
I got to tell you, I hit him in the car.
There's only one MVP.
This is kind of the best wings ever with blue cheese.
This is kind of where, and this is one of our dynamics, Mississippi. Since you're in town, I'll just talk directly to Mississippi.
No.
One of the things about your cousin Goo is, he can be emotional and he blurts things out once in a while. And I have a more long view of everything. So you said Lucas MVP last night. No, he wasn't.
For me, he was.
And when I'll tell you who the MVP is.
Give it to me.
I'll give you my rationalization and then you'll be like, you're right, Stoney. Tim Jordan is always the MVP of those events.
Yeah.
He puts in at least 12-hour days.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's
you see what I mean?
That's like Willard's question or the panel's question of, let's talk about the others. We know he's the standard. He's Curry. Tim Jordan is. But the boy Lucas hooked me up, man, and I walked out of there.
By the way.
The food was in and the drinks.
What does that make me, pods?
Nothing wrong with pods.
Last night, I'll tell you what.
No, Lucas was MVP.
You were good last night.
Yeah.
You were the equivalent of
Tim Jordan right there.
You were the equivalent of Quentin Post hitting his first two threes.
Look at you.
But you didn't play a full game.
Oh, he did for me.
You know what I'm saying?
He kept checking in. Stoney, I'm going back to Jack's.
Actually, Lucas did one thing for me. I can't remember what it was.
You got the salad where you look like a horse and you just had your head down. Right. I'm like, Stoney, man, you know, Dibs didn't like you eating.
Huh?
I blurted it.
I could care less.
We weren't fans of you eating on stage.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When did you eat?
In the car.
When?
After it was all over.
I couldn't
wait
that long.
I had a hold in my stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, for anybody...
I was thinking
I was thinking more and more about this. You know how, like, you can remember concerts or stuff you go to?
Hell yeah.
So I must admit, for all you guys who were there last night...
It's a blur?
No. You got to see the best version of Steinmetz last night.
You were great.
I had a big night. It was a big night.
Well, what constitutes big?
Just
you had a salad.
Everything, like, I could tell everybody was hanging on my every word. And especially when the Curry stuff came up, because it's taken me 15 years, but true Warrior fans have now realized that I do speak about Steph Curry as objectively as anyone in this country. And it's the way it should be, because I've seen him play more than anybody in this country.
You done? Yeah,
no, I don't know.
My man patting himself
Mississippi.
On the
that. Mississippi
it was a great
saying,
time.
Who is that D?
And he is not a team player. You going Jimmy Butler on? He better play tonight.
Oh, or
dude,
what?
They lose
or
tonight.
You're
they're 500.
Or what? You're going to rip him tomorrow, then
no,
apologize Monday?
I mean, it
Monday?
Might be valid. I'd like a parking ticket. The bottom line is I don't like I said, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I just know what I'm watching. They've been available up until last week, up until last game. They cannot come back. I cannot come. Well, they got a game Sunday against Indy at home. They can't be 5-5.
Why not?
Because that's the trajectory you were on last
remember
year
when
I you
said,
got to the play-in.
Remember when I said...
I thought it was Operation Avoid, Operation Play-In. Damn.
That's why I'm always very careful with my words. Remember when I said to you, so you don't allow for the possibility that they could be relatively healthy and be an 8 seed?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Well, I stand on that.
All right. Well, they're 5-4.
And another revenge game because you beat Denver in overtime and Curry just ripped your hearts out. He's not there tonight. We don't know when he's coming back. But, man, I say a lot and I hold Dre accountable because I know what he brings. But I want him to play tonight, man.
Who?
Dre. If you told me who could play and who could – I believe whatever's going on with Jimmy. Okay, I got – but, Dre, you're the heart and soul, man.
Yeah, I'd rather see him play because then I know he'll get ejected.
Mm.
Oh, and that's always fun.
I'm going to give you a two.
What's this?
What you got?
Is this one I...
Oh, God, man. Poston, why you take it from
Steve,
him?
Steve, is there a good chance you're going to coach another team at some point?
This is actually a great question. If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said it had been 3 or 4 years. But...
Oh.
It just so happened that when we're in
Portland. Let me set it up.
I'm not. I'm not turning it off. I'm resetting it. I pushed the wrong one.
And I got my cuzzo listening.
Guru. I made a mistake. Okay. So we all got to ask Steve Kerr a question last night. Not personally, but they had us write down a question for Steve Kerr. And Guru asked Steve Kerr, go ahead.
When was the last time he talked to Jordan?
And this was Steve Kerr's reply.
This is actually a great question. If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said it had been 3 or 4 years. But it just so happened that when we were in Portland for a preseason game a couple weeks ago, I was literally walking to the elevator on the 11th floor of the hotel in Portland, and he walked right out of the elevator. Michael did. I hadn't seen him in 4 years. And we sat there outside the elevator at the Portland Hotel and talked for 5 minutes and hugged it up. It was incredible. And it was great to catch up again.
And now Steve loves his life, and I love his life for him. Why did I want him to say 50 minutes, not five? And Stoney, I got a lot of friends and family. You can't talk to everybody. It's not personal. But 4 or 5 years is a long time to go.
Exactly.
So I think I got my answer. Are you guys close?
They're not even close.
My man said 5 minutes for 5 years.
If you think about it, it was probably during the production of The Last Dance.
Yeah. And what? I'm sure Jordan was up there doing something for Nike when the Warriors were playing the Blazers.
Oh, man. He ran into MJ. And then your question.
Hey, Grandy, do we have the audio of Kerr saying mine was the best question? Let's get to that.
Jack in the Box.
We'll have some fun with us right now. The Shasky asked him about Shasky swung and missed.
What was it? I'm trying to remember what Shasky.
College coach going to Vitello. Tough adjustment for Vitello.
No, that was Spadoni. Shasky asked, "What rule would you change?"
Okay, both of them.
The Joes!
Both of them got called out. This is Shasky, and I forget which one he asked.
The schedule. The game is faster than it's ever been. We are demanding more from the players, and we're still treating the schedule like it's 25 years ago, and we're running these guys into the ground. We need a 72 or 75 game schedule, and everybody has to recognize that it would be the best thing for the game. And sometimes you actually make decisions based on quality and not profit. But good luck with that.
I would just say this to Steve and anybody out there, because I told Shasky up there and I was having some fun. He goes, I love the NBA. I watch with little LJ every night. I go, you don't love it. If you love something, you want more, not less. If they didn't change it for Jordan and MJ and Malone and all the greats, Barkley and Ewing, why do we got to change it now? Why do we got to? I'm asking you, Sam, why do we got to cut back now?
It's always been too many, to my way of thinking. But how about
baseball's 162? They've never changed.
And neither has the NBA. They've changed the playoffs.
But why do you think people are clamoring more that they want to condense? 49er Frankie, the season's too long.
I think it is too.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
What number would you want to see it at?
I like around 60 for the NBA.
So start Christmas?
Perfect. Make your job tougher, though, around this time of the year. We couldn't lead on
I'm a lifer.
Warriors.
If I was delivering newspapers and I didn't see you on a daily basis and didn't work here and Pete Franklin wouldn't have dubbed me the guru, I would still be watching just like I am now.
Mm. Hey. What I'm interested in is, do you realize we got some rebels here in the Bay? Kerr and Lacob. Kerr just saying, like, this is – Kerr just said, yeah, we need to get to 72 games, but of course, and put quality over profit, but good luck with that. And Joe Lacob the other day, I mean, we are in cup season, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the Emirates Cup. This is what it's all about.
Joe Lacob, your thoughts on the NBA Cup? The players are interested. The courts are different. The fans are starting to get it.
And the group of death we're in. Oh, my goodness. Houston, Spurs. But you got to have confidence in your squad.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't pay a lot of attention to the Cup. Maybe the players do because of the extra money they get. I just care about every game. I just want to win games.
There you go. He's a winner.
Adam Silver just texted you. Joe, the NBA Cup, we want you to talk about it.
I know. It's a good thing for the league. It creates some more attention in the fall, and that's a good thing.
That's the real Dirk Nowitzki, Stoddy. That's a maverick. That's a dude.
What is going on here?
Hey, they tried to just lather that thing, and he was like, well, dude, that's when you know you got money and you got power, man.
Yeah, that was Joe You're listening Lacob. To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco.
Oh, man.
An Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, Spadoni asked him about a rule change?
Yeah.
All right.
Joe did. Shasky.
I'm really messing this up.
Spadoni asked about going from college to the pros as a coach.
Thank you.
I think great coaches can come from anywhere, and I think it's the whole thing that I would be looking for if I were hiring a coach is just emotional intelligence. The game is the game. And if you hire someone who understands how to communicate with their players and set a vision and set a good tone, good culture. Doesn't matter where he comes from. I think it can absolutely work.
Wow. Emotional intelligence, man.
I think he liked answering those four unrelated questions a lot, believe it or not.
Well, why would you speak for him? Because we got sound of him saying which one he liked.
No. No, he was asked which one was the best question. I'm talking about he seemed to enjoy the non-traditional or typical warrior question that he normally gets.
Tupac, I ain't mad at you.
Hey, Steve. No, we got one more. Oh, Guru, we did. Oh, we've done them all.
We didn't hear Willard and Dibbs.
Well, that's because they did the. We don't have them. Yeah. Oh, did we do Shasky?
We did Shasky. Okay. We did both.
All right. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Then I guess we just have
to... He gave you some love this morning.
Hold on. Yeah.
You heard it?
Yeah. All right. So this is it with Steve Kerr. I don't know what this one is.
I'm not trying to, be a diplomat.
Which is the best question.
But those are all really good questions. And you know what? They should be.
Okay, I'm going to get back to that in a second.
Yeah. When he said diplomat, I thought he was talking about Franklin and Marshall.
It is my alma mater's nickname.
Yeah, I thought as soon as I heard it yesterday, I said, "Oh, he's."
It did catch my ear too. But anyway, which is the best question?
I'm not trying to, be a diplomat or a politician, but
Those are all really good questions. And you know what? They should be. This is what you guys do for a damn living. So wow. Keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, much like your kids, Steve, you never pick one over the other. But you know deep down, as do Mark and I, you got a favorite. So just for now, can you pick one?
I never tell everybody that Maddie is my favorite of my three children. I don't say that publicly. I always tell all three that that they're equal. So, I wouldn't feel comfortable, telling you that Steiny's question was the best. That wouldn't be fair.
And look at you. Yeah. He's turning red, y'all. Wow. Make you feel good. Nah.
Goo.
Question.
I've seen it all in this business.
I wanted him to say mine, though.
He's
just a competitor.
Okay, I'll do you this favor one last time.
This is actually a great question. If you had asked me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Joe. You got to see the best version of Steinmetz last night.
Dude, this just.
Oh, my God. Do I sound like a jackie?
And cocky and arrogant.
Yeah.
Joe Shasky gave you some real love this morning. Me too. No, he gave you some love. He gave everybody some love. Huh? Arado's a legend. You talked to him lately? I texted him
a couple months ago.
So you got out of there relatively
stayed for about 20.
So you didn't sip a lot?
No.
After?
No.
Oh boy.
I'm telling you.
They were peer pressuring me. If I took one shot with somebody, then they had that mean look like you're gonna front on us. Give it here.
I mean, I could have had all three daughters at home last night. I would have stuck around for 3 hours.
But that's how inviting the place was.
But I had the dog home alone.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't stay.
How'd that go?
I had a neighbor come let the dog out at about 3, and he did a great job.
You think dogs get bored?
Oh, my God. Yes. Like, don't get a dog if you can't give it attention. You probably, did you, yeah, oh my God.
I had a dog, Iris.
You got it. And what'd you do, just like keep it in the basement? Did you tie it around a tree?
No, we used
and
to.
And leave it no, for
he,
days at a time?
He roamed in the backyard. Norm put him down. He had ear surgery. He used to get the, what do you call the things that get in his
Ticks.
Ear?
Ticks.
No, it wasn't animals.
Gnats.
No, it's a, like tree. What are you?
Weed?
Looked like a little small miniature Christmas tree that kept going in his ear. And we'd have to
foxtails.
Foxtails. And Norm got tired of paying the vet.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the most you would spend on a pet?
No, I'm being
to
honest.
Keep it alive.
To keep it alive.
Yeah.
Because I want a Yorkie now. Kids are gone. Seriously. I just need the bread. But.
That's always a tough one.
No. If he's a part of my life. There's no number.
Yeah.
Nevin just texted us. Let's see. What did he say? He must. Because, you know, he loves his dog.
No, that's always a tough one.
Oh, boy. I got to read this.
Like, if the dog, hold on. If the dog's young, or like, you know, let's say 7 or 8, 6, midway through its life,
yeah.
Then I'm going to spend as much as I can to keep the dog alive. If the dog's 13 or 14, and I can prolong its life, but the dog's not really enjoying it, then I'm going to go the humane route.
Have you been in that position?
Yes.
Any surgery for your dogs?
Yeah, surgery, and I had to put dogs down.
Oh, man, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done it a couple times. I got to tell you, you want me to get serious for a minute? If you have a pet.
Well, I tried to get serious, and we almost got in a fight, but go ahead.
Wait, with what?
When I said what I don't like about the world, I didn't like your response. Yeah, oh. But I did. That was the one.
You had me
on pins and needles about he saw it where. You were like,
you thought I actually saw three kidnappings in a day?
I'm like over here like it's getting close to the job. And you're Anyway, I got to read this before you go. This Evan, just brace yourself. Steiny sounds like an ass. Must be. Pick up everyone's tab Friday.
Who's that?
Evan.
He's not going to be there. Shut up.
But he's listening to us, and you are talking about yourself a lot. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm catching up to you.
Steiny, real quick.
No.
Austin and San Jose, do you have cats?
Well, we have a cat. Yeah, indoor, outdoor.
But they're different.
Yeah, they are.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. They just come and go.
Yeah, we've had... our last two dogs, we had a woman come in and put our dogs down, and it was it's painful, but it's wonderful closure, and it's as humane as it can be, and you kind of get to say goodbye to the dog, and
it's
emotional. Well, what they do is they first tranquilize the dog.
Okay.
Like it would be going into a surgery.
Yeah.
And then.
Like when I get root canals.
Yeah. And then, they.
Oh, man.
Put the dog down.
But seriously, Stein, I'm getting older. I want a dog.
Well, I thought you were going to say, seriously, Stein, I'm older. I want to get put down.
Oh, no. Well, I got two granddaughter daughters coming, so maybe I don't got time for a dog.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
When's the due date?
I want to say February. Yeah.
Dude, daughters. Everybody says grandparents is like the best job going.
Yeah, and we're hitting it off with her parents, man. It's just awesome. Yeah. Life, man.
Austin, I'm not bringing you down. I'm saying we all love dogs, and I'm telling you.
But you
I'm telling
what
you when
saying,
that time
though.
Comes, yeah. it was serene and peaceful.
Honestly, Stoney,
being serious.
Not to cut you off, yeah. I never understood the math of dog years in regard to age. Like I would want somebody to go to a whiteboard.
I think it's just like 7 years.
I know, I understand, but why?
You know
why can't they be our? Why can't we use the same?
Or they use the same as us?
I was like dog years.
Yep.
Does that apply to cats?
Probably not.
Deer.
Did I tell you I saw a deer cross? Oh, yeah. Boy. It's Football Friday, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games will be on. Great food, great drinks, and games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, we got that free shuttle. It goes from Laughing Monk right to the stadium and back. It's free. Go to 957thegame.com to register. A couple weeks ago, that shuttle got filled up pretty quickly. So get to 957 The Game right now and register. What's coming up on The Game right now is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You got to see the best version of Stein Metz last night. Oh, yeah. Of course I went.
Oh, yeah. You're on your own.
And you
there,
can double
buddy.
Check.
49er Frankie texted me because I went at him about the schedule, him and Shasky wanting it condensed like you.
Yeah.
He goes, whatever, Goo, just get rid of back to backs. And I just want to ask, I've never played, and we talked to Keith Mr. Jennings earlier. He texted you, remembered me. But Stoney, are back to backs in the NBA that hard? You're playing two games. A game you're supposed to love. Are back-to-backs that? I'm asking.
Why don't you ask your boys?
I got a
why
few
Why don't you
of
ask
them.
Steph, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler?
They've been doing it for 100
well,
years.
Well, that's why you should ask them. You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm asking you. The
Mississippi
guy that,
still in the car?
Yeah, no, he's there at the backyard.
Oh,
yeah, smoking cigars.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's go. You know what? People have been hanging on here. God. I want to get to them. Christian in Fairfield. Thanks for hanging in there, buddy. He remembers something I said an hour ago. What's up, Christian?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Last night, when I asked you about this Catholic school in Philly, it was Gwinnett Mercy.
Oh, yeah, Gwinnett. It's Gwinnett Mercy, yes.
Well, yeah, thank you for correcting.
What's up,
it's all good. Remember last night well.
So they beat us 75-69. But that goes to my point with Mac Jones isn't better than Brock Purdy.
Right.
Christian McCaffrey is carrying the load on offense.
Mm.
And so, Kyle, I'm going to give you why Kyle Shanahan in the back of his mind is like, I can't wait till Brock gets healthy. Because my junior year, that year right there, the second best player on the team got hurt. We went on a 4-game winning streak. I'm carrying the load, not thinking it because I'm just hooping, and the coach says to me, I can't wait till we get Omre back. So I look at him crazy, like, we won 4 in a row. And I get mad, walk off. The assistant coach comes to me, he goes, how many game winners are you going to hit, Christian? How many times are we going to win when Megar Evers go boxing one? When we get Omre back, it just goes with the flow of what we're doing. So I think that's how Kyle Shanahan's thinking, like, okay, Christian don't have to carry the load when Brock comes back because he can take the top off. He throws his yards per completion are way higher than Mac Jones. He does more than Mac Jones. So I think Kyle in the back of his mind is that's what he's thinking because otherwise Brock would be on IR. If he's out for the season, he wouldn't be playing the shenanigans. They don't want the locker room to go through what we're talking about on the radio and the rest of the media is there a quarterback controversy? That causes problems because then the team might get undivided. So I think they want Brock back. And the last thing about the Warriors, Guru, get on his helmet if he don't play tonight, please, Draymond Green, because that's what's bugging me.
You
cannot criticize people about leadership when you're still playing.
I got you. That
if
was
you
a bad look.
On your podcast, talking to your yin-yang twins, cool. But you're still playing. You can't come on here and criticize when you're not helping the young guys. Because the last game, all we seen from the young guys was young player mistakes. Kuminga's mistake was what comes with the going to the next level. He's rebounding, playing within the offense, but now those decision-making things with all three of those guys, four of those guys now, Will Richard, that's your job, Draymond, as a leader. Your job, Jimmy Butler. So you guys
I'm with you, Christian, and I'm going to leave you with this. I say, I called
Thanks,
him
Christian.
Out yesterday, and Stani, I said it was like my eighth grade outfit at the eighth grade dance. What he did and then followed up not playing was a bad look. That was
you mean saying a bum?
Or yeah, and then not playing, just calling him out.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
But I can't be, like, I need you to call people out too, man. I can't just be me.
Well, you call people out without really knowing the full story. I like to get the full story.
Hey,
every time I call somebody out, you get offended. You know, that's the other thing.
That's never happened. Oh, I either have your back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got my back with Mark Jackson?
No, you're wrong, and I disagree.
Yeah. What am I wrong about? You tell me what I'm wrong about.
He deserves another shit chance.
No, he does.
We all do. Home a second chance, United States. But he can't get one.
Nope. He burned every bridge under the sun.
Please. Hey, just admit this. You miss him on ABC with Van Gundy. I watch old games to get that trio.
Oh, who cares?
That hurt. That really, dude, that hurt. That's my guy.
Let's go to Goran in San Francisco. Hey, Goran, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, hey. Well, thank you.
Hey, I was just thinking about this whole Emirates thing, and I don't think that, you know, as far as the world, I don't think anybody really cares about the Cup that much.
No.
And I'm thinking if they dump this game in Denver, let's say, and they don't make it, don't they get like a couple softer teams in December, the part of the schedule where they haven't made it out yet?
You know what? And Goran, we got a little shaky comment.
Like he was on bar.
I do know this. If you get to the finals of the Emirates Cup, you play an extra game. So why in the and it's a game that will never exist.
Yeah. You want to win the cup.
Okay.
The Emirates Cup.
So you'd rather win the cup and play an extra game and have the Fossils play an extra game. New. Yes, I might have made a mistake. That's usually when Grandy jumps on.
Okay. No. I'm just going to say there
you
are
got a
open.
Fresh haircut too.
Yeah. Thank how you. Does that work? Go ahead.
There are open dates in the schedule for all teams, and it will either get filled with if you advance to the quarterfinals or beyond. But if you don't advance to the quarterfinals, you get a game added versus teams that also didn't make the quarterfinals. So there's a chance that your extra game could be against a not very good team. It's just going to get pulled from the group of teams that don't advance in the cup.
And but it's still 82, though.
Yes, but okay. If you go to the semis in the championship, then you get an extra game.
Yeah, something happened last year where they lost,
tried to
and
win
then
it.
They had a... I remember...
That was the Houston game
that
they lost.
There was a game that they had to add to the schedule that wasn't on the original schedule, and they needed people to know about it.
And it's all point differential. Remember when they had the big lead versus the Kings, and they ended up blowing it, and it was a point differential issue? Yeah, it's a whole
and
thing.
And don't forget the Rockets. They blew that one. Remember that? They called the foul on Kuminga.
Yep.
Oh, in Houston, remember that one?
Yeah.
I like the floors though, for the Emirates Cup.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
it's money well spent. It's really money
like,
well
seriously,
spent.
Seriously though, it is. I can't.
You know how expensive those courts are.
That's why I love them. Dude, like, come on! Like I don't even know what Denver's court's going to look like tonight. Let's go.
That's kind
but
of
Steph's not playing.
That's kind of the problem.
Wait, actually, I'm curious. How expensive are the courts?
I just let that go.
I think like a brand new NBA court is like 200K.
Jeez.
I think.
Well, they're making money left and right.
And that's the problem with our country. There's too much of a disparity between the haves and the have-nots.
I said that to you.
When?
A while ago.
You said you wanted to go back to the 80s.
No, I said Venus or Mars. I'm putting in apps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave you.
You want to hear Xavier talk about Will Richard?
I'm going to call Xavier X-Man. Yeah.
We just talked about that. That's Xavier McDaniel. So you couldn't. You got to wait a generation. Xavier, how you doing, man?
Yeah, what up, guys? Thanks for taking my call, man. Long time no hear, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. All right, our young core, just like that, you know, the next 10 years looks pretty promising, man. Like, you know, if number two, if he keeps messing up, man, I don't know why he gets so much role, but if he keeps messing up, Real Richard will come in and take that point guard spot. Let's say we got Real Richard at the point guard, Moses Moody at the two, JK at the three, TJD at the four, and Post at the five for the future, bro.
Look at you.
You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Come on, man. I'm early with a lot of stuff, so, you know, but I play 2K a lot anyways, and that lineup goes that together. Sounded, you know what I mean? I already won a championship with that one.
Will Richard is already on 2K?
Yeah, any rookie, all of them are.
Yeah.
And you download the roster. So when you try, hey, let me ask you this, ain't you, Steiny? Talk to me about Richard and him handling the rock, his handles. You think he can run point?
Man, he looks like, I know a lot of people going to kill me, because he looks like pool, but better with defense.
It's stronger. Hey, he looks like quick, a stronger. Like, yeah, he does, man.
It looks crazy, man. It's I'm stronger. Not going to lie.
One more time, Xavier, give me that lineup.
Oh, easy. You got Richard at the one. You got Moody at the two. JK at the three.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
EJD at the 4 and Post at the 5. Like, come on. How can you not see that lineup, bro? Like,
25
but
wins.
Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call. I'm looking at the YouTube chat. E-Smokes 95. Yeah, that's a 22-60 season.
25. Well, all those dudes will be playing tonight.
Hey, Will Richard.
I like, who don't like him?
Has put, where
you,
is it?
You just tap it.
I know I just tap it. I want to get the right one. Oh.
My quarterback. That's
Curry's putting people on notice. This was an interesting one. On Will Richard.
Will fits in perfectly with, you know, the turnovers, the decision-making, the spacing, the ability to dribble, pass, and shoot and process. You know, those four things lead to good decision-making as a team, as a group. I can draw a play out of timeout and put Will in any one of the five positions. I can drop a play for him to come off a screen and shoot, drop the play for him to handle the ball and make the decision. I can drop a play to have him set a screen. So when you get guys like this that provide really solid play and stability, this is what has made our team go around Steph and Draymond. I've said this to you guys a million times. You know, who are those stabilizers out there in our, you know, in this decade run that we've had? You know, it's Andre Iguodala, it's Sean Livingston, you know, it's David West. You need them at different positions because Steph and Dre need stability around them to get them organized and to help them navigate the game and to get Steph the ball. Will Richard fits all those. He checks all those boxes. So, you know, I think the whole team, the whole organization recognizes this, which means everybody's on notice. Take care of the ball because we got people who will do that and they're ready to step in.
Wow. Damn, Stoney, be on notice. The youngsters got,
I who's mean, he, if, like, but who's he talking about?
Pods, he's talking about. I mean,
but in fairness, like, Moody's not a turnover machine. Like, he doesn't turn it over a lot. Pods, I think, is pretty average with the turnovers.
Well, Curry and Dre do it, but they're
untouchable. But he said young player.
Yeah, he did.
You think he means Kuminga?
I mean, at this point, I can't sit up here in front and say no, but if you're saying it was directed, and it was, at the young players, why not?
Well, who's turning the ball over?
Pods. Some.
Is and he?
He had five the other day in sack.
He did?
Yeah.
Let's go
I'm
to
just
Matt.
Saying, I'm, you, what? People think I'm a Pods defender. I'm not. I'm just telling you, yeah, he's loosey-goosey with it, too, at times.
Let's go to Matt in Bayview. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
All right. Hey, man. So, you know, I know it's become cliche at this point to critique the 49ers training staff, but one thing that has really irked me the most this season is the Ricky Pearsall mystery. You know, I'm not going to, you know, come out here and then play Dr. Seuss or whatever, but clearly it's not a grade one PCL strain because he would have been back by now. Mm. My frustration is, why wasn't he put on IR? I mean, how is that not a big deal? You have access to the smartest medical groups in the entire country. I mean, Stanford is 20 miles from the freaking stadium, and every Wednesday – it's Kyle Shanahan going to the press conference. Ricky Pearsall did not practice Friday. Ricky Pearsall out. Rinse and repeat every single week. So it's, for me, it's not just Ricky. Obviously, it's like this entire freak season that we've had now coming on two seasons of season-ending injuries and just constant malpractice. What are we going to do?
I mean, hey, Matt, thanks for the call. I have no idea. You know, I'm always stumped on how to answer that one. I don't know how you explain the injuries. I just don't know how to explain it.
I mean, he had
it.
A shoulder. Pearsall had a shoulder in college, Donnie. He dealt with the hamstring issue and a shoulder issue. But I'm just telling you, we all were in love with what we saw from him. And was so symbolic about it to me, and I call and wants him back, but at the end of the day, it was the Herm Edwards, his coach, saying you got to protect Ricky from himself, whatever that means. And, you know, for him to make a dynamic one-handed play and then be hurt on that same play, be on the ground, get up. We saw him go deep in the was the Arizona game, the Saints. See, I mean, dude, like, I don't know, son. What do you make of that? Do you feel the
he's Niners
withholding? No, the Niners withholding information. Was that what he was getting at?
Sure.
I'm like, does that change anything?
Jennifer Lee Chan addressed this, and it's obvious. The 49ers thought Pearsall and Purdy would be back by now. That's why they didn't put him on the IR, to give him an opportunity. That's at least what she said. It kind of makes sense to me. So the injuries are, it sounds like they're lasting longer than the Niners thought they would last.
And my question to you would be, is that on the doctors, or who do you think had been
maybe
thinking
it's on
it was going to be shorter?
Maybe the players aren't recuperating fast enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, those are the things I don't think we'll ever.
I mean, man, Pearsall's been out, man.
Yeah, what's new?
Mm.
I mean, it sounds like it's going to be hard for him to play a full season. Let's go to Caleb in Newark. What's up, Caleb?
Caleb,
how you doing, man?
On a Friday.
What up? Happy Friday, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm kind of disappointed, man. I didn't get to see y'all in Pleasant Hill, though, man, yesterday. How was it?
Oh, it was great. We were waiting for you to pull up, man.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people were asking about you.
It's an hour drive from Livermore, man, so I had to cancel this time. But the next time y'all have that kind of function, whatever, I'm down, man.
Okay.
All right.
But you guys were out there till like 6 o'clock, right?
Some 10
it doesn't matter
at night
anymore. It's over. All right,
might have been 11.
Yeah, because I watched a little bit on the YouTube. Man, you guys look a little tired. You might have been out before, like later than your bedtime. But look,
slow your roll. We love you, Caleb.
I had to do it. But look, let's talk about the Warriors, man. I'm a big fan of their young guys, man. I think it's important right now for these guys to play. Kuminga, Pods, Will Richard has really played well. Quentin Post and Steve Kerr said it, man. Like, I think it's just smart for them to get this sort of stretch out of the way first. Everyone's saying, oh, they're not playing well. Dude, it's 10 games in. There's 82 games. Like, it's a marathon, man. It's not a sprint. If they lose tonight, which they might, you know, it is what it is. But I think it's just important for those young guys to get experience. And throughout the season, when some of those vet guys do miss time, like, these guys will have more experience and be out there and be able to play well. So everyone just needs to relax, man. It's the long season.
All right.
Appreciate it, Caleb. Well,
and we know, Grandy just chimed in about, 30 minutes ago. We still don't know if Jimmy and Dre are a go, right?
Jimmy's questionable,
Draymond is available.
He's available.
But Jimmy is still questionable. So is Moses Moody and Al Horford, by the way.
Available.
No, they're questionable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What does Al have, missitis?
Al Horford has left foot soreness, and Moses Moody has a right low back strain.
From carrying him the last couple games. Okay, I'm looking at the Warriors' turnovers this year per 36 minutes.
Okay.
So Steve Kerr says, oh, you're on notice. We're not turning the ball over. Will Richard takes care of the ball. All right. Who leads the Warriors in turnovers per 36 minutes?
Curry. Draymond. Kuminga?
Kuminga.
Damn, TK.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Now, if we'd have went last year, Curry would have had it.
But
yeah, I hear you.
Then we would also said Kuminga's not playing well.
You're right.
Anyway, Kuminga 3.4, Curry and Draymond 3.3.
Where's Pods at?
Pods is not a problem,
okay.
People.
All right.
Pods is 1.6.
How about Moody?
Because
you said
he didn't turn it on.
Let
me get this right.
Yeah.
Pods is 1.6. Jimmy Butler, 1.9. Moses Moody, 2.2. I got to look at the minutes, though, too. Oh, no, this is per 36. Al Horford, 2.5. So the three turnover guys are Curry, Draymond, and Kuminga. I mean, Gee Santos turns it over at a ridiculously high rate. Yeah. And who else? Quentin Post, 2. So, like, nobody... There's not one or two guys who are killing you turnover-wise. Yeah. It's kind of a different guy every night.
But you wanted to know who he was talking to. But you had the whole team.
Yeah, I mean, this
and
could...
Josh Ram on the YouTube chat. Shocker is Kuminga style.
I didn't know it was Kuminga until I looked.
But neither did I.
Do you think there's a comparison to be made, let's say, Brock Purdy... is Jonathan Kuminga, and Mac Jones equates to Will Richard.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Maybe Will Richard's going to start pushing Kuminga.
No, he's going to push anybody.
And then maybe 9 games from now, everyone will say, well, there's not much difference between the two, so let's keep rolling with Will Richard. Mm.
I don't like tonight's games, Donnie. I don't.
What part?
Who you're without, the chef. The fact that Denver and my guy looked like he had a turkey in his stomach. Jokic, he's playing better. And I just think they got a little revenge on their mind. I don't like Denver, the altitude, but somehow if they drop it, partner, I know it's early, that 4-1 will now have turned into 5-5.
You know what? I mean, I was kind of minimizing it, but I do think this schedule is pretty ridiculous. If you look at where they go, so yeah. There's a good chance they are. They're not gonna rip off 6 of 7 in the next 7 games.
And what, 9 of the next 10 or 8 of the next 9 are on the road? Like, that's crazy.
Everybody gets it. They just got it early. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, so cheer on your Warriors with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's a Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors, must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Coming up next, it's the crossover. And on Fridays, the crossover is always sponsored by ATCO Pest Control, where you put the rat on the table and then you kill it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.